It's ladies' night, and girl, the feeling's good.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Romantic lady, single baby, sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mom. Yeah.
If you hear any noise, it ain't the boys, it's ladies' night.
This is your night tonight. Everything's gonna be all right. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. It is sucking in the 70s. Thanks for everybody who's called in to make a request. 75 mile an hour winds now. It's calmed down a little bit, but there's some deaths that are happening now, and it's starting to flood. It's bad, but you know what? I get so sick of everybody sounding so concerned when I know deep down in their hearts they're really not. They're really interested in going to get a pizza and beers with their friends tonight. You know? I don't know. Is it me? It could be me. I don't think it is, though. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. And I'm going to check out these explosions in Lawrence and North Andover and Andover, because where else can you get the news but at WMFO in Medford? I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you my opinion, whether you like it or not, because that's what 2018 is about. You go onto the Facebook, you go on all the social medias, the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Instalogs and all that stuff, and you sit there and you say blah 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 blah. This is what I think. Blah 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 blah. Or somebody will actually say something like, "Oh, thoughts and prayers, everybody. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers." Whatever. Come on. Let's listen to Philadelphia Freedom. Things are happening in Philly, at least. Elton John here on Sucking in the 70s. Grow a pair, will you?
millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Said me a few choice words. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, to be in the finance company owned, a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in the pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy's a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? That half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again, and there'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, and you'd have cars, he'd have seen that we're all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Lucille, in my smoking, choking automobile.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
I see the pine cones of both. Christmas song is pulled up.
One, two.
May offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
It's Suckin' in the 70s with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Call on in, make a request, 855-915-WMFO, Medford.
¶¶
baby. And money don't mean a thing to me. No, 'cause I just kissed my baby.
Turning times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away, slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
Every minute of the day is like 420. Everybody we meet wants to fire. money, 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 money. Ah! I'm so bloody rich. I own apartment buildings and shopping centers. And I only know three chords. What's me
man, I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Good morning, class. Class. Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class.
Shut up!
Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a match.
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class. Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet. No.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
Hey, I'll read mine. Want to hear mine?
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation.
Hey, elephant!
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging
young
out
man.
In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still gotta go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
Good day, welcome to school. I'm Principal Bob McKenzie. This is my Vice Principal Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, so good day, welcome to school. And today we're not going to have the National Anthem or the Lord's Prayer. Instead, we're going to have our theme.
Okay, everyone ready? Will you sing with me standing in unison.
Okay, be seated.
We have a long day ahead of us, so we should begin with a 2-hour recess. Everyone get up and go out.
Go outside.
Good day.
Okay, there'll be smokes handed out outside. This isn't a fire drill. No lining up. Just run out. Okay. Okay, light up. Oh, if they're outside, they can't hear us, eh?
Oh, well, then we'll light up.
Okay.
No, everyone go out except the people in the third seat of every row. You all have a detention.
Why? What'd they do?
I have to talk to them all in my office.
So
come to the vice principal's office and we'll have a beer and talk. You've been bad.
You can't do that. You have to have a reason.
I don't. If I'm vice principal, vice principal never had any reason,
okay,
so
this,
I don't need any.
This, what? Really?
Okay, so, like, that's the announcement.
Except one thing, when you go in the lunchroom, what you're smelling is food, and that thing is a burger. Okay, go ahead.
Good day. End of announcements.
Have a good school day. You want everybody to stand up again?
All right.
Stand up again for the end.
And sing in unison.
Beauty. Everyone say, beauty.
WMFO Medford.
We was broke and hungry on a summer day. They sent the sheriff down to try and drive us away. Ducks for the policeman. They found a dirty faced kid in a garbage can. Ooh, and I'm alone. I'm on the highway. Wanted dead or alive. Dead or alive. Broken down and dirty, dressed in red. Day my mama told me, boy, you pack your bag.
People are under arrest. Freedom of rights, Raymond.
Usted tiene el derecho constitucional de guardar silencio.
American, talk American, Raymond.
You have a constitutional right to remain silent. You need not make any statements if you do not wish to do so. If you talk to me, you think...
everybody will take her.
Your mind must flower. It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rockin'.
Maybe. With me, I think the cops saw me.
Who is it?
Oh, what the hell is it? Go, man, open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
Word to God, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
Now, in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael,
lived a girl named Perla Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Calistoga. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just two lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama red, Acapulco gold, Keith from East